Thank you. So, I think I'm live.
Yes, you are.
Hopefully. Cool. So, let's start. Yeah, I will talk about the ASP.NET Core health checks today. But first, I will quickly introduce myself. So, my name is Jürgen Gutsch. I'm from Southern Germany. I'm a Microsoft MVP for several years, 5 years, I think. I'm blogging, writing, a lot, leading a .NET user group since years, and speaking at several community events and meetups. And I also started a stream on Twitch, not regularly, but from time to time. And I'm a software engineer at the U in Basel. So I'm working in Switzerland, living in southern Germany. Hopefully the sound is good. Last year, this first 10 minutes were awful. Hope it's going well this time. So I have a quick agenda. I need to quickly close, not close, minimize Skype window. So I see two versions of the agenda currently. So yeah, I will quickly introduce ASP.NET Core health checks, and then I will show a basic implementation of the health checks. And there are also a lot of checks in the community, so we'll have a quick look there and how to visualize the health of subsystems of an application. And if there's some time left, I will show you quickly an enhanced scenario. So I built something with Docker containers to show how this could look like. So all the sources I will show today are will be available on GitHub. So the repo already exists, but I will push it afterwards. So what's next exactly about the health checks? What are the health checks? So the health checks are kind of framework inside the ASP.NET framework to check the health of application subsystems, maybe databases or services which are not inside the application. Or you can also check your system. You can check memory, you can check the space of your hard drive, whatever you want to check. You can also handle the health of your subsystems. So you get a feedback. The checks give you the state of your subsystems, and you can handle them. You can show the states in your application, and you can provide an endpoint to show the information about the health of your current application and of the subsystems of the current application. So the namespace is microsoft.extensions.diagnostics.healthchecks. You'll find all the stuff here. And yeah, a little bit of history. So I was pretty much involved into health checks. So the development started at 2016, I think. I'm not sure when exactly. But during the MVP Summit in 2016, Glenn Condren asked via Twitter if there's anyone who want to attend the ASP.NET Hackathon and help him to write checks for the ASP.NET health checks, the first version. I think it was a draft at that time. So Damien said yes, I said yes, and we met Glenn Condren and Andrew Nurse at the ASP.NET Hackathon and started hacking some checks. Then it moved through some repositories until it makes it into the product. So it is in the product till ASP.NET Core 2.2, I think. What can you do with the health checks? You know, maybe mention it. It is monitoring the health of parts of your application or your or subsystems of your application. I mentioned it, databases, some web APIs, gRPC services, any other services, or the environment of your application. You can check memory, performance, drive space, and so on. And you can provide the health state of your application, including the health of the subsystems you want to check. So you get an endpoint that tells you about the health of the whole system, of the entire system. I think, yeah, that's almost about the theory. Why should you use the health checks? Yeah, you can handle unhealthy states in your application. You can maybe provide information to the users that some of the subsystems or databases are not available currently. You can keep your app partially running in case of an unhealthy state of a subsystem. Maybe there's a specific database not running, and you can keep your application partially running without this database, for example. You can tell the users about the unhealthy state and so on. You can switch to alternative subsystems in case of an unhealthy state of this specific subsystem. Maybe you have a different one. And what I didn't mention here in the slide is you can provide an endpoint. I think it's the exactly same endpoint to the what is called Azure Load Balancer thing. So you can connect your Azure environment to this endpoint, and the load balancer is able to switch the applications, or the switch between the instances of your application. Okay, let's show some code. In this section, I will demo you a simple implementation of health checks. So this is a kind of an agenda of this section. Just created an ASP.NET Core MVC application using the .NET CLI. I already did this. Then we will configure some basic simple health checks without any logic in it. We will implement a custom health check, and we will use the health check service to call the checks and to visualize the states of the subsystems. This is the basic configuration of the startup of your ASP.NET Core application. You can add the health check services in the configure service method, and you need to provide the endpoint I mentioned. This is the endpoint which provides the state of your application, including the subsystems. So we say app use health checks. So think next is the demo. Exactly. I will switch to the console. Hopefully the font size is okay. We can increase it a little bit. And I will open VS Code and go to the startup. And this is a common ASP.NET Core MVC application. I already added the health checks here. The health check services, and I added the endpoint. This is a little different than in the slides, because in ASP.NET Core 3.0 we have the new endpoint routing and the middlewares which provides routes are now registered here with map something, map controller route or map health checks. This is the endpoint I mentioned. So this is the basic configuration just to add health checks, or just to have the possibility to add health checks. So now I want to quickly add a few health checks. So this is a way to add a delegate-based or lambda-based health check. Pretty simple. This doesn't does nothing here. It just outputs an healthy state. So we can say add check. There are some overrides here. We can do it the delegate way, or we can add an health check instance. We will see this later. We can do it the generic way to add an health check type here, or as well with the func. We get a health check result. No, we return a result. That's it. So that's one. We can also return an unhealthy state, some options. some things to return. We can return healthy, unhealthy, or something in between, degraded. So we leave this. And I have another quick sample, which is more useful, I think. It is a check to ping a subsystem. Okay, this one starts a ping. Oops, wrong keys here. And did you know that you can press Windows dot to add emojis here? Yeah, it works. Okay, we create a new ping. I said send the ping to localhost because it's currently hard to find a service on Azure somewhere which responds to a ping. So I think all the Azure services don't respond, so I can't ping .netconf.net. I also cannot ping my own blog and so on. So I need to find a host to ping. So if it's not a success state, then I will return unhealthy. If this needs more than 100 milliseconds, I think, yes, then it's degraded. It's pretty slow then. And if it's all fine, I will return in healthy state. So in case of errors, I will also return an unhealthy state. I think that's with the delegate checks, but we can also create more complex checks using classes. So it's this one. You can create an iHealth check. So I need to find the interface. It's not implemented correctly. So I need to get this one, the cancellation token. And now it's implemented. So it's almost similar to the Lambda expressions here. So I'll hide this. So we will return a health check result and get a context, and we get a cancellation token. So this is a more complex way. We can check the state of something. So this is just an example. I set it to true, so it's healthy. And if the subsystem is healthy, I will return a healthy state, and otherwise an unhealthy state. So here, this line, you can put your checks, whatever you want to check. I will show you a more useful sample later. Okay. So we need to add this. Say add check. I will use the generic way. So, and I need to add a name. Next, oops, this could be null, I think. And here we need to add some tags. I have a different keyboard layout here, so now it's working. So I'm switching between German and US American layout. Okay, so this should work. But this should work if I call the endpoint. Let's try it. I press a five. Also, the language is switching between German and English. Please tell me if something bad with the screen, font size, audio, and so on. Okay, this should work. Call the right browser. Oh, it opens in the wrong window. So. Yeah, here it is. So it's running. If I press F5, I see something's going on here. And the endpoint was It's unhealthy. Yeah. It's unhealthy. The complete application is unhealthy because of this here. If I switch this to the healthy state and set it to OK and restart it, it will be healthy. So this is the endpoint. Okay, we can extend the endpoint a little bit. So I need to find the snippet for this. Yep, there are some health check options we need to set. It's in the configure. And we can add these lines here. Say predicate to true. Say response writer is the I response writer. Need to find the using. So this isn't there. Okay, let's check the namespace. Task health check options response writer. Okay, let's remove this. I will show it in the next demo then. Okay, that's about the one endpoint, but what about visualizing? So to visualize the health of your application, you can use the health check service. And you can call all the checks on demand and display the results in your view. So to do this, I'll go to the home controller and inject the health check service. So like this. This is already in the DI container, so we can use it wherever we want. And I'm going to add a new view. So I also need to add the views here. So just copy the privacy and call it health and put some code in it. So, okay. So we use the diagnostics health checks here. Our model is the health report. And then we write out the status of the model. So the model is the health report. We return this from the control action. We can display the duration of all the checks, and we can iterate through the checks and display the state of all the checks we have. Okay, let's change this back to unhealthy. Return a better message and restart it. So it should be there. Yeah. So we haven't created a link for the health. I will do it. So I think did something wrong. The endpoint. The endpoint and the view do have the same URL. So I will rename this endpoint. And no, I'm wrong. I did it wrong. So I shouldn't have changed the the endpoint here. It should be under home health, exactly. So that's it. So the state is unhealthy. We need it 5 milliseconds. Yeah, milliseconds in that case. So the foo is healthy. The bar is not healthy. And we have the ping here. We should have set the name. And we have the sample health check. So the ping is healthy. Don't we have a name here? No. Tech. Should be ping. We don't see it yet. Don't know why. Anyway, so it's working. We have the health state of our subsystems here, and we can also add an indicator to the page to see if the entire application is healthy or not. So to do this, open the layout CSHTML and do some dependency injection here. So you can do a dependency injection in your view. I inject the health check service and I use it in a code block below. Let's put it here. So we await the check health async, and with this we get the health state. So I think this is a health state response or health result. So we can see it here. This is a health report. Okay, we have the same in the layout, and we can check the states here. So as set a background color in case the state is unhealthy, degraded, or I don't set it in case it's all healthy. So, and I'm able to set it here. And let's see what happens. I need to rebuild it, I think. Yeah, so let's close this one. Now the header is red and unhealthy. And if we change this, and let's say this is degraded, to rebuild it again, it should be orange then. Or whatever is set here. Orange, yes. So, and the healthy state doesn't have a background color, so it's white. Okay, do we have any questions until yet? If not, I will continue with the slides.
Hey, Jürgen. Okay,
let's go there. Let's have a quick look into wait. What the community did. So what I expected after I had another look into the health checks, I paused playing around with the health checks for a year or so, and I didn't have a look until this time, this period. And after I had another look, I expected some health checks created by Microsoft, but there are almost no health checks. The reason is that it's pretty simple to implement some. And the other reason is that the community already created a lot of health checks. So if you see this slide, if you're interested, go to this repository. It's by Zabaril. I hope I pronounce it right. He created the ASP.NET Core Diagnostic Health Checks package or packages. On the right side, you see a list of NuGet packages available, so you can check the system, you can check network, SQL Server, MongoDB, and so on, Redis, Event Store, SQLite, a lot of Azure stuff. Also, Amazon Web Services can be checked, Hangfire, SignalR, and so on, Kubernetes. And I think the list will increase a lot. So this project is a port from BitPulse, and it also provides UI features. So I'll show you in the more enhanced demo. So please have a look. Also use some of these packages to check SQL Server or SQLite and so on. Also try to check SQLite. I think this doesn't work currently. I need to check it again. Maybe I did something wrong or if not, I will raise an issue here. So it wasn't possible to connect to a SQLite database inside a Docker container. That didn't work. Okay. So about the health check UI. So also in this project, they created a pretty nice health check UI. So you can add it with this service registration and with these middlewares here. And this also provides another endpoint, which is specific for this UI. And it also provides health checks UI endpoint with a nice HTML UI. So let's have a look. What I did for this demonstration, I created something like a dummy weather statistics application. Downloaded a lot of weather data from Washington State. I have implemented four different weather stations: Bremerton, Cedar Lake, Kent, Monroe, and a health monitoring app. What's missing currently is a weather data visualization app, but this is not important here. And it's all running on Docker. So let's have a look. So I will close this one here and go to the console. Now let's check this one. Oops. And open VS Code. So these are six applications. This one doesn't count, it's not implemented yet. Added a common library to share classes, also shared the DB context. This is the health monitoring app, and we have the four different weather stations here. I'll go through EF Core to connect to the SQLite database. So this is all wired together with Docker Compose. This is the visualization app, the health visualization. I export some ports. It depends on the four stations. And I also need to link the Docker containers together. This Docker networking stuff here. And I created four different Docker files per container I want to run. So let's quickly look here. This is the configure services of the check visualization app. So I created the dummy foo health check just to check whether it's working or not. And I added a database context check. I think this is the only health check provided by Microsoft, the only finished health check. Then I added a check for URI, so this is called URL group. It's in the URI package. You can set a URI you want to check, give a name. Like with the other ones, you need to tag this, or it makes sense to tag this. Maybe to filter it later on. So I created four ping checks and four data checks. This one, four checks only check whether the services are available or not. And the other one are really loading data and check whether there's a result or not. So I also added the health checks UI, and I also set it to the to the apps here. So this is the health checks. This is what I wanted to show in the previous demo. You need to define a different response writer, and with this you can enhance your own endpoint to add some more information. I will show it quickly. And I need to add the health checks UI middleware then. So I don't want to start it here with VS Code. I use the console. Oops, the console. This one. And run Docker compose up. It's all compiled. And it only needs to start. So the services are available. So we see the name Docker container here. This one is the monitoring app, and the other ones are the stations. So then let's call it, and I think you need to call port 5000. It's not HTTPS, and it's running. This one is just a single web API application. And this is our endpoint we extended. So now we get a JSON result. We get the state here. It's not a longer a simple text. And we get a lot of more information. So the duration, we get all the entries. These are all the checks we have. And the health checks UI also provides an endpoint. This is almost the same, but needed for the UI. So, and this is the health checks UI provided by these guys, by the community. So, and here we see all the services that are running. So these are running in the Docker container. This is also in a Docker container, but in the visualization app. And this is our dummy, just to check. So what happens if we kill one of these? This. Okay. Move it a little bit. So here are the containers running. So looks a little bit bad. Well, we'll resize it all the way around. So, like this. Okay. And I want to kill one of them. Let's say the weather station in Kent was Docker container kill. Okay, so we use the ID.
It's just Docker kill. It's not Docker container kill.
Really? I tried it with Docker container.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it's killed. Thank you.
We're a little bit long here, Jürgen, so we need to.
Yeah, almost done. It's just this last demo. Okay, you can see now the station in Kent was offline. It's offline, and you see the checks are unhealthy now. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I say thank you, and hopefully you enjoyed it.
I really like seeing the level of community interaction here with the health checks. You're right. they're so simple to write, and already so many of these that really help with those other integrations and services that we want to know the health of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of implementations here, a lot of documentation from the community. Yep.
And the user interface, right? We saw the same thing with the folks who do Swagger stuff to have mm-hmm. health checks UI. It's something every user administrator is going to need.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know that was out there. I definitely need to make sure I add that to my applications going forward. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Jürgen.
Thanks a bunch, Jürgen.
Thanks, Tia. Thanks for hosting. Thanks for having me.
All righty. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
For sure. Bye.